Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, hey, happy Friday. Time for a bonus guided meditation. We talked on the show this week about how to stay focused in your life and in meditation with Dr. Amishi Jha, eminent neuroscientist from the University of Miami. Today, we're going to do a guided meditation designed to help you focus up in meditation, which is, I think anybody who's ever tried to meditate will attest, sometimes it's a tricky thing to do to stay focused. And our teacher today is an expert. You're in good hands. Her name is Anushka Fernandopoli. She's not only a meditation teacher, but also an organizational consultant and a leadership coach. She's been meditating for 25 years, including 4 years in full-time intensive training in monasteries here in the United States and over in India and Sri Lanka. She also holds an MBA from Yale. So like I said, you're in good hands. Here we go now with Anushka.
Hi, this is Anushka. In this practice, we'll be working with focus, including understanding more about it and noticing what's conducive to it. So today we'll use the breath in the body as an anchor to develop focus. To begin with, we can just connect with a sense of comfortable posture, whether it's seated or lying down. You can keep your eyes open, or you can gently close your eyes and settle into the posture. So you can notice that the body is breathing. And you can see where it's easiest for you to notice the breath. It could be in the belly, expanding and contracting. It could be in the chest, rising and falling. It could be in feeling the whole body breathing. You can choose one area for focus. Just rest the attention there. This will be the anchor for our attention. Connect with breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Try not to get frustrated if the attention goes away. If it does, just come back again, relax, and refocus. Notice where your attention is. If it's gone away from your focus on the breath, just gently bring it back again. You can always begin again. So before we end our practice, you can decide what will be the next area of focus for you. Will it be staying with the movements of the body? Is there a particular project you want to focus on? And you can take this as a resolve. Now, if your eyes were closed, you can open them. You can notice the space around you. And you can shift to this next area of focus. Thank you for your practice. Until the next time, wishing you well.
Thank you to Anushka. We'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode with Kyra Jewel Lingo. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.